Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, week 18 lived up to the hype. I never expected that it would be Pittsburgh and Las Vegas headed to the playoffs, but that's how it ended up. So let's recap how we did on the podcast yesterday. In the National Football League, we limped into the finish line. We go 2-4 there. On the NFL prop bets, we did a little better. We go 2-1. Our only loser was on Trevor Lawrence. He had the good game against Indianapolis. In college basketball, we make some money there. We go 2-1. In the NHL, we did not get the Ducks home, so we lost that one. And then the week-long bet, 4 rounds of golf, Morikawa and Thomas. They both end up 25 under, so we push it. No action on that one. So for the day, we lose $162.40. But for the week, we had a really good week on the podcast. We make $692.90. And let's recap how we did that. So in college basketball, we've had a couple bad weeks, but last week we bounced back. We go 16-10, making $454.40. So good week for us on college hoops. Then on the frozen pond in the NHL, we found 4 winners. So we go 4-3 in hockey. And because they're all on the plus side and a couple of them had some really nice juicy payouts, we make $410 on the frozen pond. College football, only one bowl game last week, and that was the Texas Bowl. We got Kansas State home, made $90.90 there. FCS college football playoffs, 1-0. Made $90.90. That, of course, was the national championship game with North Dakota State winning. NFL prop bets, once again, we go 2-1 with the heavy juice there. We only make $74 a profit, but it's profit. We'll take that. Golf, once again, we push. No action, no money exchange. NBA, well, hey, there's a reason why we only played one game, and we lost it ugly, by the way. We go 0-1, losing $100 in the association. And then our weakest link last week, yeah, unfortunately, it was the National Football League. We go 3-6, losing $327.30. So that's our week. We win $692.90, but we didn't feel great about it based on the NFL finish. Now, we're going to put a couple sports to bed on our show notes. As you know, in the show notes, we kind of give you the running total by sport, how we're doing, so you kind of know where to play us, where to fade us, and how we've been doing. So NFL prop bets, we're going to say goodbye in the show notes. We finish 22-13 on the year, 62.8%. We made $614, so just a little over 6 units on the prop bets. Good year for us. We'll probably do the same again next year. We'll find 3 quarterbacks to identify each week, play the under, and hope to go 2-1 each week like we did yesterday. Then in the National Football League, we win 101 wagers. We lose 74. That's good enough for 57.7%. We had the dream of 60%, but we'll take 57.7% on an annual basis. So we make $1,780.90 in the National Football League, so close to 18 units. Then in the FCS College Football Playoffs, we go 8-5, 61.5%. We make $227.20, so a little over 2 units on FCS college football in the playoffs. We made more money during the regular season there, and I want to give a quick shout-out once again to Sam Herter from Hero Sports. He educated us all season long. Great insight, great website to go to. So if you like to bet FCS college football, and you maybe like to do it especially in the first few weeks of the season when FCS and FBS teams are playing each other, this guy has a great site, and we used it to our advantage this year and made some cash on that. So those are the sports that'll drop off the show notes here in the very near future. And then, of course, we'll have college football bowl season drop off tonight where everything's on the line for us. If Alabama and Georgia, if we cash our ticket, we win for the bowl season. If we lose the ticket, we'll have a winning record, but unfortunately, it won't be good enough to overcome the juice. So it's either going to be a winning bowl season or a losing bowl season. So let's get to it. It is the national championship. Alabama and Georgia. The line was at 3, but because the Raider-Charger game just wouldn't end, it's now at 2.5 for me. So this is revenge game times 7. September the 22nd of 2007 was the last time that Georgia tasted victory over Alabama. In a season that saw Michigan finally end an 8-game losing streak against Ohio State, is it maybe time for Georgia to beat Alabama I don't know. But I do know this. Coach Nick Saban does not have Tua waiting in the wings this time around if Bryce struggles in the first half. At one point in college football, I believe that offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. Nowadays in college football, I believe that elite offenses beat elite defenses. Your quarterbacks for the last five national championship teams, Mac Jones, first-round pick. Joe Burrow, first-round pick. Trevor Lawrence, first-round pick. Alabama played both Jalen Hurts and Tua, so they played a second-round pick and a first-round pick in the same game. And then go back one more year, and you had Deshaun Watson at Clemson, a first-round pick. You get the picture. So now when it comes to this game, I believe Alabama has the significant advantage at quarterback. I think they have the mental edge, winning seven in a row. They have a coaching edge. You can't question Nick Saban. And I'm getting points. I'm not getting three anymore, but I'm still getting 2.5. I did like the under, but I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to take Alabama plus the 2.5 for the title over Georgia. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we like Washington minus the 1.5 over Boston at a plus 195. So you won't see this very often this year. Washington is riding a 3-game losing streak. Last time out, they lost to Minnesota in a shootout after scoring on themselves. You also won't see that very often in a season. The Capitals are 10-3-5 at home this year. The Bruins are 9-5-1 on the road. I like the Caps to right the ship tonight, plus the 195 on the puck line. Next up, we go to college basketball. We're only going to play one game today. Small card, didn't like many of the lines, and then the games I did like got canceled because of COVID. So our play today is going to be North Dakota plus 5 over South Dakota. So both teams are at the bottom of the Summit League at 0-3 this season. This is the first conference home game of the season for the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota. They're only 4-12 overall, but I'm going to grab the 5 points at home. I reviewed the resume for South Dakota, and I just can't find how they should be laying 2 possessions on the road. So I'm going to play the Fighting Hawks of North Dakota today, plus the 5 over South Dakota. So let's recap your card for a Monday. It's a small one, but all eyes are on the national title game. We're taking Alabama plus the 2.5 over Georgia. On the Frozen Pond, we're playing Washington minus the 1.5 over Boston at a plus 195. Then in college basketball, we're on North Dakota plus the 5 over South Dakota. So that's your card for a Monday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everybody.